situationships. Good sex, bad relationships. Had dinner dates, had vacation trips. Now the respect is lost, the admiration dips. And all we do is fucking argue. Yeah, that's it, fucking argue. Why have somebody lying with me every night? If they just gonna be lying to me every night, I'm trying, but I'm never right. Find shit you never like, two wrongs just make us wrong. Why even be together, right? We used to be lovers, now we used to each other, keep accusing each other of us, using the other. And what's crazy is, soon as you fall back, they crawl back, saying they sorry and want it all back. How do I get myself in these situations? One thing I know,
somebody gonna be mad if you hear me saying that.
What's up? It's your girl Keita.
And it's Charity.
And we're the Girls Locker Room Podcast.
Yeah.
So what's been going on, sis? Oh, y'all, before we start, we are in the same city, okay?
Yes. I came to Charlotte for my birthday.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. My bestie spoiled me this weekend, y'all.
She's scary. I'm really happy that she opened up, because on both activities, she was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but I did it. Y'all, I got a massage. My very first massage.
So tell us, how was it?
It was from a man. And all I'm going to say is, I'm single, but I think I cheated on my boyfriend.
What? Say that one more time. You what? And what?
If I had a man, I sure did cheat on him on that table.
So, do you think you'll get another massage?
I mean, you tell me that massages ain't like that. So,
and for the record, y'all, it's a little different.
I'm thinking that's how massages are.
Yeah, she thought, shut up.
I don't want no regular massage now.
Well, that was a nice little birthday surprise.
Surprise. Like,
if you want to know more, just hit us in our DMs.
For a small fee.
For a small fee, I'll tell you a little bit. And we also went to the gun range. It was actually kind of new for both of us. I've only been one time before, and it was some years ago.
Yeah, right. First time.
I really didn't think she was gonna do it, y'all. She was shaking, like, yeah, shaking. I was like, man, come on, just try one time.
A tear fell out my eye. I was so scared.
And y'all, Michelle can't see her for it.
I thought I was shot. I said I knew I was gonna shoot myself. Like, no, because guns, like, I be seeing too much stuff on TV. Like, I be seeing bullets ricochet and guns just blow back for no reason. And that's all I could picture. Like, yeah, I'm gonna blow my
face. Better glad they burned it for
me. That thing say tink. I'm like, what was that?
She is so pretty, but y'all, I'm surprised after she shot it the first time, her whole anxiety just went up.
I couldn't stop shaking.
And that was fun, dude. I really enjoyed it, and I feel like I'm OG now.
Right.
Like, now I want a gun. I want to go
dead on the arrival. Stop playing with me.
Really?
I'm ready to pop. Really?
Since she put a little hole on the neck on the
stop
paper.
Playing. I shot him in the jugular.
Girl, shut up. She is childish, okay? But yeah, y'all, we in the same city. For y'all, for our listeners who don't know, we live in different cities. We are from the same hometown, Wilson, wide awake, Wilson 252, just mm-hmm. that you ain't know. So this is our first time being together. So we got some mimosas and stuff. We chilling and vibing and whatnot. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
Yes. This week, we are talking about situationships. That word just triggers something. It just triggers something.
Stay triggered. What you got to say about it? Because, baby, I don't know. I don't know.
You're going to hear a whole lot of I don't knows. I'm going to tell y'all.
Yeah, because with situationships is for one, like, I don't even know if you can really describe what a situationship is, because to me, a situationship can be different.
Everybody got their own definition of a situationship. Yeah.
And when we say situationship, of course, we're talking about, of course, relationship, but not really a real relationship. Mm-hmm. You're basically in a situation. So that's the urban word for situationship for those who haven't heard it before.
My definition would be that awkward space between having a committed relationship or something more than a friendship. So that awkward, more than a friendship, but not a committed relationship.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So that's what I describe as a situationship.
Yeah, I agree with that. I see it like that too. But then sometimes I feel like girls feel like we're in a situationship. And dudes don't see that they're in a situationship. So the dude, they single. The girl feel like they're in a situationship. Or it could be vice versa, because I know some dudes who feel like they're in a situation. Because I've actually heard guys say that I'm in a situation. Mm-hmm. And the girl might feel like, hey, I'm single. We don't talk like that.
I'm single, single.
So, I don't know. It's just a popular topic. Because
right. I mean, then you got booty calls. That could be a situationship.
Yeah, true.
Friends with benefits. I mean, like, it's just so.
Sugar daddies.
Right.
Did you know sugar daddy commented on my picture?
Sugar daddy just started following me.
Talking about, you want me to be a sugar baby? You know, I said no, but I might slot in them 10.
Strange things want to change.
Only fans. So, have you ever been in this situation?
Girl, yeah.
Well, I think y'all have to some degree.
Yeah. Yep. I am. I mean,
have you been in more than one?
High school don't count, so. No.
Yeah, it don't.
No, yeah. I've only been in one since. Well, no. I forgot about Red Car. He only counts. Like, no. Oh, yeah, I've been in a couple since I've been single, so.
Yeah.
My most recent one is. It is what it is, I guess. Both of them was what it was, but the first one wasn't right. I knew it wasn't right. I felt it in my spirit.
Yeah.
And then kind of find out, you know, he had a whole girl or whatever. I knew. I just knew after a while shit won't adding up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we did it dead.
I feel like, and against my opinion, not the one. No shade or anything on guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like guys make it a situationship. Mm-hmm. More so than girls. Like, I feel like dudes can start off one way. Like, they're so interested in you. They right. like you. We vibing. You know, like, in a girl's mind, we're thinking, okay, he likes me.
Right.
This is going to lead somewhere, because nobody is going to rush right into a relationship.
Right.
Straight off the bat, like in 2 weeks. Yeah, this is who I want to be with. I mean, unless you find a person like that, because it does happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, the guys be acting like, okay, yeah, I like her. I want to be with you. You know, they making it seem like it's going to go somewhere a little further, something committed.
Right.
And then it's like y'all kick it for a while, a few months. Couple weeks, however, and then you get to know each other, and then all of a sudden, it seems like the infatuation just dies down on their end.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, is I don't want a title.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see where it goes. I hear that a lot from guys.
Right.
Not even just saying necessarily about me, but from other people as well. That's usually the case. Right. They don't want this title. I hear that so much.
Right.
Let's just see where it goes, or let's just keep being friends. Before you know it. It's another year. It's another 2 years or whatever. It's kind of like guys just running away from commitment.
Right.
I feel like a lot of guys have commitment issues, whether they want to admit it or not. I feel like they do. And my thing is, the girl gets so Because at this point, we like you. Mm-hmm. We feeling you don't, at this point, you don't made us like you. Right. You don't wind and dine us. You don't good morning, beautiful us every day.
Right.
Now we really feeling you. And all of a sudden, you don't want titles. And it's like, okay, I done invested this time. I done opened up my heart. I done let down my guard. I don't want to let this go. Then before you know it, you in a situation. Because you thinking it's still going to go somewhere. And the mm-hmm. whole time, he acting like he doesn't want commitment. Whether it's a commitment issue or whether he got, like you said, the dude you talking about had a girl. Mm-hmm. The whole time, we don't really
know. I didn't know he had no girl, y'all. Shit.
And I'm just saying, when you found out, you right. know what I'm saying? That was the reason why all of a sudden he didn't want to, you know, mm-hmm. a real relationship. He wasn't carrying it that way. Like, it could be different reasons why a dude start acting like that. It could be, like I said, commitment issues, or they really had a girlfriend the whole time, mm-hmm. or who knows what the case is. And then all of a sudden, we're in a situation.
Right. I think that's the biggest problem with situationships. Someone always catches more emotions, more feelings. True. And that's where the divide comes in. But then still, like, a nigga will know how you feeling about him. A nigga will know, like, yo, this girl really fuck with me. He'll be calling, I want to see you, come see me. He be putting in just as much as effort right. sometimes as the female
mixed
does.
Mixed feelings. Men and then, are so big on mixed right. feelings.
And then, like, what you think I'm going to feel? Hell yeah. I feel like my nigga feeling me.
Right.
He asked me to come over too. Like,
yeah, right.
I don't know.
It's like, to me, they'll say one thing and the actions say another. Right. And they don't align. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I don't think men realize that they do that. They can say, oh, I don't want a relationship. I don't want a title. Let's just be friends. But you're doing boo stuff.
Yeah.
How can you say you want to be my friend, but you're doing all the things that a relationship, you know, would do?
Right. Don't call me bae if I ain't your motherfucking bae. That's point blank. Don't call me bae if I ain't bae.
It used
to. That's the case. Be like, what's up, friend?
What's up, and sis? I was for real, because at this point, you treat me like a friend, listen.
Right.
We friends. And you ain't coming over past 8 o'clock.
Exactly. So, and I ain't getting up at 3 o'clock to come to your house.
So, no, you cannot roll my buns, because that's not what us friends do.
Okay.
I think that's what we got to start doing. That's how we got to start carrying it. And a lot of times, and like I said, I'm not blaming nothing on the guys, because a lot of times women create their own form. Yeah, mm-hmm. false hope sometimes too. Sometimes it's plain as day.
Yeah.
On what's what.
Yeah.
And we'll yeah, still yeah, keep on. Enough.
Yep. I blame us too.
Yeah. It's, we be it's knowing both
what
parties.
We be knowing what's going on. We be seeing the signs, all the little mm-hmm. red flags. And guess what we do? We still go over there as soon as he say, what you doing? Because like,
I want to cuddle and I want to eat buns.
As soon as I get to what you doing, I get up and get in the shower. Like, yeah. I already know what's coming next.
Then we go get washroom.
Right. And then on the way home, you sad. Like, yo, bro, why I just do that to myself again?
Yeah, I cannot. Yeah, I think it's definitely too hard to detach once you attach to a person.
It is. How you get out of a situation still?
How did I? The ones I've had before. Shit. A new nigga.
I'm trying to tell you. When I get a bigger dick, you're going to be sick. And when I leave your message on red, remember what I said, okay?
Okay.
All right, now. Shoot. Because they think you're supposed to wait on them forever.
Yeah, even though they say don't wait.
Carry it.
They say don't wait. But then they don't. At the same time, they don't think that you're going to go nowhere.
Yeah,
because you don't say that you're going to leave million times. And then you go back. And like I said, not throwing shade on women or men, because it could be vice versa too.
Right.
It's definitely some men that some girls are carrying.
Right.
You know, or they might be making them think that they're in a relationship or going somewhere, and a girl could be not shit. and doing her own thing. Like, it can go either way. So don't let these men
girls out here.
Yeah, don't let these men out here think too like they can't be finessed. Cause niggas get finessed.
Every day,
point blank, period. But yeah, no, it's such a hot topic too, because so many people go through it. But like I said, personally, I feel like it all boils down to commitment issues on either party. Somebody somewhere doesn't.
I mean, honestly, to be honest, when my situation first started, I had just kind of got out of a relationship. So I was really on some, you know, I don't want no relationship.
True.
That's not what I want right now. You know, we could kick it, do-do-do. Mm-hmm. That's really what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, that kind of, you know, things went left. Mm-hmm. And my feelings got involved. And, you know, we just started kicking it more and more. But it's like,
but let me ask you this. Do you think you starting off like that, though,
kind of set the tone?
Yes, it did.
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it? But at the same time, this nigga showing me more, too. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's just not still carrying it as what it was at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because actually, it started off like that. Then we just stopped talking. Then we came back around.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that second time back around, it won't like it.
So. You crazy.
So, that's how that went. But
I think in my case, it was different. It was like the dude was actually after me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They were acting like they was on some other stuff. Like, right. They wanted me. They was really interested. They was wanting to talk to me every day. You know, right. Like, on some real bull stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, eventually, I know with one, like I said, this was, the first one was like years. I was young. It was like the first situationship I ever had. Mm-hmm. I was younger then. And his thing was, I just don't want no title. I don't want no title. And he was a lot older than me, too. So I figured, you know, he's right. Older and he probably playing around. And I was young. Mm-hmm. Got a relationship too. So it was like, whatever, it is right. What it is. And it's kind of like we just had what it was
right.
For X amount of time, you know, whatever. And then the other one, I don't even, can I even call that a situationship?
Yes. A long distance situation. I don't know.
I don't even know if I could call it a real situationship now that I really sit and think about it.
What you think that was called now?
I think we had a real friendship.
Mm-hmm.
We had a real friendship, but we had some benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But the friendship outweighed the benefits.
Right.
Honestly. Like, right. It wasn't just about that,
right.
You know, had it going on or whatever. So, other than that, all the rest of them, they were just brief intermission.
Yeah. I call it? A phase? Keita went through another phase.
And that was a brief intermission going on. Even sometimes, have you ever thought about when you're in a relationship with somebody and you break up and it's like, y'all don't really want to let go of each other,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of end up in a situation. That can happen too. Yeah. Not all the time does it just start off as a situation. It right. can end yeah. off as
my
a situation.
Ended as a situation.
True. Yeah,
I got tired.
Yeah, because it's like you get
back and forth.
I think sometimes as a couple too, you get used to each other,
mm-hmm.
and then even though the relationship could be over.
Just people, used to that person.
Yeah, people get hooked on history a lot.
Right.
Like, they could be with somebody 5 years, 10 years, mm-hmm. and they feel like, we got history with each other, you know, and that could cause a situationship.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that until just now. Like, so it don't always start off that way. So how did you, because this is your, you said you had a situation with Red Car. How did you get out of that situation? Like, what made you realize it wasn't
him? Because he had a girl.
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot about that.
And it was just like, I remember after I found out, you know, he tried to plead his case or whatever. Anyway, he was already younger. Come find out the car was even his girl's.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, anyway.
Any worse.
He came over and I told London that I ain't want him over there. Well, I didn't tell her. I was just like, dang, why he over here again? And he knocked on the door. And London, she was younger. She just opened the door and said, my mama don't want you here. Y'all, I was in the back room. I wanted to shoot myself. Like, oh, my God, take me now, God. Did she really just say this? And he was like, all I did want to smoke with you, like, how you getting all? And then he was just like, oh, yeah, that's what I had already met my friend. Me and my friend had started back talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he walked in, he was like, he wanted to take me out from, I think it was Mother's Day or something. And I'm like, nigga, no, you got a whole girlfriend. Now you want to take me out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because everything done hit the fan or whatever. And I just told him, I was like, I got another friend. I was like, no, because he was trying to, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got a friend. Like, and he told my son, Dag, I feel like you just broke up with me. Like, nigga, bye.
You should feel like that. I want you to let your heart break. Go in the car and cry now.
So then after that, I was blocked on every single thing. So.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You were kind of sick about it.
I felt some type of way like, nigga, you the one who played me. Let me get my face back. You the one had a whole girl the whole time. The whole neighborhood keeps seeing your red car in my damn yard. And you got a girlfriend the whole time. Yeah, fuck you, nigga.
He blocked you.
Blocked me on everything.
I forgot about that.
Baby, we're hurt. I'm sorry. What you want me to do? Be your side chick? No, boo.
I don't think I'm being blocked by you. Yeah, I block somebody quick, though. When I get mad in my feelings, I go block anybody. My own girls, I was mad when they don't want something. I blocked. She was just like, why I can't find your business page? I'm like, hold on, let me go. I had her unblocked. Oh, my bad. I was mad that day. If you know me, y'all know.
Yes.
I get in my little mood sometimes. I'm changing though. I'm getting better. At least I'm holding myself accountable. Like many of us don't. I forgot that boy blocked you. You was sis.
Yeah. Right. I couldn't figure out like why would he do that? Yeah. Like I'm like, what did I do? That's what bothered me so
That's
bad. Like
sometimes it's so hard to read.
You were the one in the wrong. So yeah. Like, you were in the wrong, so why are you taking your frustrations out on me? Because I don't want to deal with you no more. The cake was too good to him.
Shut up!
That's what
it was. You stupid. I cannot, like, you know what? I don't even want to see her name triggered.
He ain't want to share no more. He ain't
triggered every time
he
see your name.
Stingy.
That's why I feel like guys send a lot of mixed signals.
They do.
Like I said before, I don't think they realize it. But they do.
They do.
They send out a lot of mixed signals. So, and then they get mad at women. I told her we just want to be friends. You cannot tell somebody you want to be friends, but you calling them every single day. You want to cuddle with them three times a week. You get what I'm saying? You want
to
do this.
What you think I'm supposed to feel like?
Go out on dates. Exactly. Really, men, answer that question for me. Please, inbox me. Inbox the page. We want to know. Why do you do all that stuff and then expect a woman to feel like we're just friends? It makes no sense at all. Like, it just doesn't make sense because I'm the type of person, I believe actions over words.
Right.
So just because you saying, I mean, I don't know, because it's crazy because I feel like your word is your bond, but at the same time, I believe actions over words. So that's just like a person could say they love you and not show love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna believe that you really don't love me just because your words said if your actions aren't showing it, you don't really love me.
Right. That's how I feel.
So you talking about I just want to be friends, but you doing everything like a boyfriend should. You so I'm not supposed to get my hopes up.
And then you'll be in a situation they won't even say I just want to be friends, hold on, they'll carry it like, that's my boo, that's my bae. But in the back of their head, they won't, then they won't tell you that I just want to be friends either. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So they leave this
awkward
wide gap
space
for you to figure out what y'all doing.
Exactly.
They won't never say what the situation is. They'll leave it to you to figure out. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I've seen that a lot.
Well, if that's the case, you my nigga then. So when you do some bullshit, you're going to get cussed out. Okay? So you're going to leave this for me to figure out. I'm gonna handle it how I
y'all
see
do know, y'all do know Gemini season, right?
Whatever.
That's why that damn Gemini, that crazy ass Gemini still coming out because it's that season in the sun shining. They don't know how to act right now.
So if you want to be just friends, just tell me we just friends and best believe I'm going to carry you just like a friend.
But then sometimes too, you got people who say, I just want to be friends because they're confused about their own emotion. And they might not even mean, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, in their heart, I want to be with this person, but I ain't ready right now. Right. So I'm going to just tell them we just going to be friends.
Right.
I just feel like people just not real with themselves or in tune with their feelings. And especially men, because a lot of men are taught not to be emotional, mm-hmm. not to show emotions, not to show affection. And I feel like that holds them back a whole lots more right. than they realize. Trust me, if you tell somebody you want to be friends and you're upfront, I get it, I respect mm-hmm. it. It is what it is. But make up your mind with your actions and your words should always align.
Right.
But then too, man, it's okay to show a little emotion.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna talk about you, boo.
Cause you wanna see me.
If you wanna love your girl, love your girl. If you wanna comment, that's my boo. Don't hurt me. Comment, that's my boo. It just seems like people just, I don't know, men are different. Men are different in 2020. Like, I just don't get them.
I feel like if you're going to start a situationship, people, set out some ground rules. Like, seriously, set out some ground rules if that's what you're going to decide to do. You know, and if you want more after so many months, ask them where y'all going. You know what I'm saying? But
I feel like after 3 months, that's just my opinion, after about 3 months, somebody should know something. Mm-hmm. And after being in a situation in the past, that's kind of my thing. After 3 months, if you're talking still relationship or dating, cool. If he's still on there, oh, I don't know, you know, whatever. Yep. Don't even waste your time.
Right.
Because I'm going to go ahead and take it right
into
now.
It's
going
looking
to
for a relationship. If you're going into it looking for more.
Yeah.
You should say, you know, either way, whatever you're looking for. Like you said, if you're looking for a relationship, yeah, after three, four months, like, okay.
Somebody should know, like, what's going to happen at this mm-hmm. point. Like, what?
And then you can even use me for an example, how I'd be like, I don't really want a boyfriend right now. You get what I'm saying? Like, I've turned a couple dudes down that I were actually, I wouldn't say we was in a situation because it really didn't last long, but, you know, a couple guys that I was chatting with and they wanted a relationship and I didn't. So I cut it off.
You know? I think you do want a relationship.
I do, but I want, I want to get my house first and some other stuff I want to get. Mm. Right.
You already know how I feel about that. I mean, no, you should. However, I still feel like, and I've told you this off the air too, I think that's another excuse people use too. Oh, I want to have this together first. Oh, I want to have this together. Now, don't get me wrong. You should be in a stable place.
Right.
However you see fit is stable for you, whether it's mentally, emotionally, financially, you know what I'm saying, whatnot. But I feel like as human beings, we're never satisfied. It's mm-hmm. always going to be something else. Okay, like, bam, you want to get your house. Okay, you get your house. Then it might be, okay, now I want to get my business together first before I start a relationship. And then it's going to be, well, I ain't making enough in my business yet. Let me get a little bit more. I feel like that's the pattern we all use for different things. So I want to make sure this is together first. I want to make sure that is together first or whatever. We cannot control time. We cannot control what's going to happen in life because I don't know about y'all, but anybody pretty much over 21 at this point,
you should know life ain't finna go how you plan it to go.
Right.
It's gonna happen, but it's gonna happen in its divine timing. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we are so focused on let me control this first. Let me control. You can't control how life is gonna go because it's always gonna be something else that's missing that you're gonna try to work towards. So tomorrow is not promised to anybody.
Right.
If you meet somebody today that you're vibing with and you really care about each other or, you know, however it may go, don't brush it off to go try to, because, I don't have this together. I don't have this together. You can grow together. You can grow. What if you meet somebody today and you really like them? You're going to say, no, I'm not going to do it because I want to get my house first. That man might can help get you a bigger house than you ever imagined.
I mean,
you don't know that.
Plan everything right.
So what he got to do to plan it? What you mean he got to plan everything
right? I mean, he just got to come correct because, like, just off past situations.
Like, oh, let me stop you right there. See, we already based stuff off past situations.
I mean, he can't be popping up at my house like after a week after I done talked to him. Like, you don't come to my house a week after we just met because I don't answer the phone for you one night. And then you go drive by my mama's house.
But, yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but are all guys like that?
No, but that one was...
Yeah, but so...
we got cut off.
Okay, but we're talking about a whole new nigga.
Okay.
Are we talking about you meet another
know.
One?
I don't know what he got to do, but as long as I like him... And he like me.
That's another thing. I feel like, and two, I feel like that leads to a lot of situationships. We let our past allow us to get into situationships because we've been, whether if it's, and this is for men and women, my opinion, we let past hurt, we let past craziness, we let past whatever the situation was that happened before interfere in new stuff. And then all of a sudden, oh, I don't want to be committed. Because this and this happened. You know what I'm saying? With this last relationship. Or I just want to be friends and not have a title because I was in a relationship for 10 years before. And yeah, I just don't want to do that again. Because you got people who've been married before.
Mm-hmm.
And now and to each his own. They're okay with just being in situations because they were so burnt by that marriage.
Right.
They don't want to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so... And we all have done that in some form or fashion, allow the past to interfere with our present or our future. Knowingly or unknowingly, we have done that. So that's another thing that can cause situationships.
Yeah.
Like, how can we... Heck, at this point, I feel like we all need some type of healing. We all need some type of healing in some form or fashion. It's a crazy topic. Like, we could go all day long about what causes situationships. And the only phrase I can always say is, I don't know.
I asked a guy friend, why are situations more common than relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of basically said a bond is better than a title these days. And I see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see some bullshit out here. Like, so many people in relationships. Girls and guys that are cheating. You get what I'm saying? Stepping out. So...
Mm-hmm.
That title they got means nothing. It's void. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you got this couple that got a situationship. They bond tighter than these people that's in this relationship posting all happy on social media.
Right.
And houses are wrecked. So
that's true.
I don't know.
I guess it just all boils down to what a person wants. And
yeah.
My advice, though, if you see the other person catch your feelings and you don't want those feelings or you don't feel the same, just go ahead and let them know.
Right.
What's up?
Or if you see this nigga carrying this situation, if you see you doing more than he doing, back that shit up a couple steps. All right?
It's true.
Feed him with his own spoon. Like, do what he doing. Don't let him just run this situation.
That's true.
Give him a taste of his own medicine. Have him squirming sometimes.
Girl.
Don't answer the phone every time. Don't answer the phone every time he call you. Say I was asleep. Yeah, that's y'all favorite line.
Is that what you will do?
No, I don't be doing it. Stop trying to do that. Don't do that, Kingdom.
She lying. She'll be sleep, boss.
You crazy.
She'll be sleep, boss.
I called 5 times. I was asleep. I swear to God, I was asleep.
You stupid. I was out playing space.
No.
I was with the boys. Whatever.
I was playing cards. Okay. You play cards.
Yeah. It's because, like I said, the one I was with when I was younger, I don't think I really cared then. Because I was young. Do you feel like you... Oh, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you were ever in love with a situationship? With a guy that you were in a situationship with? Mm-hmm. Like, really in love. Like, truly.
Yeah.
The real definition. Like, really.
I can't leave him alone. That type. Like, yo.
Yeah, that old school one. I was like,
What more do you want from me? Like, I don't know. Can't leave him alone. Yeah, because I just felt like we just connected on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And he could just, he was really like the first guy to really read me mm-hmm. inside and out. Like,
true.
I'm like, dang, how he know this about me? Like, how do he know I do this because of this reason? And I never really experienced a lot of stuff, honestly, that he's shown me.
True.
From another guy or another man. So he kind of opened up a different side that I had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Anchor dropped. I'm sunk. Sunk.
Get your life.
Only my nose is above water.
I ain't even finna go there with you right now. I am not finna go there with you. I don't know if I actually been in love. I think I've actually been in relationships. And it was more so the guy wanted the relationship
mm-hmm.
before I did.
Right.
And then this has happened to me like twice. Mm-hmm. Like the guy really wanted a relationship, wanted to be with me, was talking big talk, big boy talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into more of a, oh, I don't know what's up. You get what I'm saying? Type of thing. I can't call what was going on. You know what I'm saying? In their life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into a situation.
Right.
So, at that point, I was already in love.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of hard for me to detach because I was already in love at this point.
Right.
But it didn't start off like a situation.
Right.
So, then before you know it, here we are in this stuck space because he don't want to let go. I don't really want to let go. But at the same time, he want to go do his thing. Or whatever, and it just caused a bunch of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
One of those was toxic. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know.
Oh,
that was a whole toxic situation going on,
man.
But it wasn't always like it didn't start off like that at all, did it?
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, so.
Boy, you had some crazy moments in some of your situations.
Listen.
Your girl took me on a whole stakeout one night. Y'all were cold as hell, y'all.
I was young in my defense.
Uh-uh. You on that young.
I was.
That don't count.
That was like, I was in my early 20s.
Mid.
You were not? No. I was in my early, because I still stayed at Wilson then. And that was a long time ago. Don't blame me. Yeah, that was crazy.
This one had me outside on the stakeout.
Situation, that was my boo, okay? You're not gonna play with me. That was my boo.
Right. She took me to the store. I had to get some coffee. Y'all were cold, y'all. I ain't say nothing, though. I thugged it out with her ass.
That's a real right guy. I was like, look, listen, we got a mission to accomplish right now.
Name for other times.
FYI, y'all too old to be doing this now. I was in my early 20s. We talking 2007.
Right.
It's reminiscing, hey, y'all.
Man, I remember that particular situation. Like I said, he was older than me. He was a lot older than me. I was like 21, 22. He was in his 30s. I done pulled up. My homegirl was like, he in the club talking to some girl, being in her face all night. I was supposed to be out with them. And I remember him. He hit me up. That's how I see. That's how y'all in words do sometimes. He hit me up and was like, you going out tonight? And I was like, I was, but I done got sleepy. I ain't going nowhere. He was just like, oh, God, what about you? I said, oh, I'm just asking. This dude took a whole girl, a foreign girl, she wasn't even from the city, to the club. My club that I went to every week. My homegirl, girl, I got her so quick through them coats. Went to the club by myself, pulled up, stood right behind him. His back was to me. He ain't even know dog. I kindly tapped on his shoulder. He turned around. What you doing here? Yeah, that was a little firecracker back in the day. Oh, my, have I grown?
Every time she drunk Henny, that's the mother got.
Look, don't talk about the Henny now.
Turn to somebody else. Like, I done got jacked up because of her one night. Like,
don't blame it on me. That was the good old day.
It was the fun days, though.
You were scared when he jacked you.
I swear I was scared. I was like, yo, why are you doing this to me?
It was guilty by association.
Like, please don't hurt me.
I wasn't even doing nothing either. But see, that was a prime example. He didn't want no title. He didn't want a relationship. We were just, quote unquote, doing what we do.
Right.
But I couldn't do nothing.
Right. That's the thing.
I couldn't do that. Don't let me talk to a guy. That's the key. Don't let me dance with a guy in the club. Or do anything. Oh, let me find out you texting somebody.
Right.
That's the mixed emotions. But y'all saying one thing, but acting another. We always at each other's house. We going out to eat together. We going to the movies together. You know, we doing all this stuff. But you don't want a relationship. Yeah. You don't want this title. Well, what are we doing? That's cool. It's all fun and games for a little while.
Yeah.
But at some point, even if that's what both of y'all want, at some point, it's going to turn toxic, or like that particular situation actually turned toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like we both had these feelings for each other, and it was just rah, rah, rah.
Right.
Because he was still doing his own thing. Then I'm like, well, shoot. Okay, after a while, it got to the point, okay, so that's what you want to do. That's right. How you want to carry it. Like, don't get me wrong. I can love you, but if that's how you want to keep carrying me, it's baby, don't play. Same. I can play this game with you. So you better make your choice and choose wisely.
Because I'm down.
Yeah, when I'm down, I'm down. And that's one thing can't nobody say about me. I'm loyal as heck. But if after a while, you heard the saying, once you get sick and tired of being sick and tired,
right,
listen. It's gonna get real.
To so, play.
It's all fun and game to the what they say to the rabbit. Yeah, what's it saying? It's all I forgot this. I think mimosa's getting. Y'all know what I'm saying. You know what I mean.
Two can play now.
Yeah, not saying I'm gonna be out doing anything crazy or whatever, but I can switch the game on you real quick. That's what you want. You could go from boo to hoop. At any given moment. But that was one of my little crazy. I think that situation was my only crazy moments. What you think? Like crazy moments. And we all had some crazy times. That situation took me for a loop. Like I said, it took a while to get out of it. Me. I'm a spiritual person too. It took a lot of, and one time before when I was in a relationship and it turned into, you know, a whole situation going on. That one, I actually really took time out to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of fasting because it also exposed a lot of things inside of me that I didn't like about myself. And when I say don't like about myself, I'm not talking like low self-esteem type of, you know, but like characteristics, mm-hmm. or the way I would say things or handle situations. And because we can't always blame something on one party.
Right.
It takes two. So if you're the type of person playing a victim all the time, you might want to go take a look in the mirror, because mm-hmm. I'm fairly sure it's something that you're got going on too. But yeah, that one, I really took a lot of fasting, a lot of praying, and try to change some areas in my life to try to improve, you know. So that helped me get out of those, you know, particular situations. And I think the last sort of kind of one, I ended up meeting somebody I really, you know, like really, really like. Mm-hmm. And even though I don't really talk to that person anymore, it's like, they did really help me get over the other one. Like, you know what? Nah, I ain't even trying to go back there no more, you know. So, it's crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know, y'all. If y'all in a situation, just get you a new nigga. Or a new girl.
If not, you just stay in that situation until you tired.
I don't know, because sometimes I feel like you could get tired and still don't make the moves that you should.
Right.
At this point, I don't know.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Sort of happy. Make you happy for that moment. Then when you leave, you're sad. Yeah, you know,
I cannot.
Whatever you want to do.
Don't settle, though.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I think that's how people end up in situations, too. They settle. Mm-hmm. Because they feel like maybe that's the best they could get, or hey, it's hard to find somebody else out here, because it is hard, y'all. Coming from a single person that's not in a relationship or a situation. I got a heart situation going on.
Man.
I got an emotional situation, but I'm not in a real situationship, you know, so it's hard out here to meet people. Like, when you do, it's like everybody got something. It's like everybody got something going on with them. Yeah, my dog trying to attach.
Somebody need to come rescue this dog.
Shut up. Somebody trying to call the family. It was something somebody had said, I don't know if I can find it though, about situations, and I told him I was going to tell him. I don't even think I got the message no more though, y'all. What they said about it, nah, I think I deleted it. But yeah, that's my take on situationships. Do whatever makes you happy. However long, but try not to let it go on for no damn 20 years. If you can get out, get out.
What's your longest situation you've been in?
I guess the first one, like I said, when I was younger, we dealt for about 5 years, off and on. I don't even know if it was. Shut up. They don't count.
That didn't count. That was how many years.
I said, don't count. She's going to make me have a situation shit. And if I say it don't count, it's erased from my history. Okay. When 2020 came in, the other stuff don't count no more. Never heard of one. Never had an ex. I never had a situation. Been single all my life. Now let me see. Yeah, that one. I guess they both was like 5 years. Because honestly, I haven't had in my adult life. I've only had two. I guess two real relationships in my adult life. The rest, I just kind of. And I guess, and then I'm not going to say their lack of commitment made us be in a situation either.
Right.
Because me, I'm the type of person, I'm not getting in a relationship with anybody unless I really feel like I really want something more with you. Mm-hmm. So if I've ever given you a chance to be in a relationship, that means I was really feeling you on a whole different level.
Right.
Because I'm not just going to jump in a relationship with anybody or whatever. So if I was okay with being in a situation, even if there were moments when I wasn't okay, if I still continued it, that means it was what it was. I was right. cool with it.
Yeah. Well, females get complacent in a situation.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what it was. I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. I ain't trying to really do no. I hadn't met anybody I really wanted to be in a relationship with. So it's just like, it is what it is. Even though there were moments I was getting in my feelings, I had my emotions. That's natural. But girls, we do that. Like, to be honest, we get in our feelings and emotions sometimes. But I think it was more so I was complacent. Mm-hmm. Like you said, and I think before him, I was in a relationship. And it kind of ended up in a toxic situation. So I was just like, and you know, I ain't even trying to do that or whatever. So we were just kicking and doing what we do. But like I said, that particular one, we were actually friends. Right. We had a really good friendship.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, sometimes situations are convenient with the place you're in your life right now.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, it was But at this point in my life, I'm going to let you know right now, I'm not looking for no situations.
I don't plan on having no situations.
That's done. I'm older. I am wiser. I am not doing that. No. If you ain't. Don't get me wrong, I ain't looking for a relationship as soon as I meet somebody.
Right.
But
you
do have to have that potential for me to talk to you at this point. Because if not, I'm good. Because I'm not finna do that again with anybody. I'm not personally, and like I said, there's nothing wrong if that's what you want. No matter if you're 50, 60 years old. But I want a relationship. So, and I know that's something that I'm going to work towards at some point. Is every guy that I meet from this point forward going to be the next relationship? No.
Right.
Of course not. But you're going to have some type of potential just in case, because I'm not going to waste my time.
Right.
It's just where I am in life. So.
Y'all heard it. She want a relationship.
But that don't mean come be in my DM either.
Right. No, I want a relationship. No, you don't, boo-boo.
Because
I'm about your business.
It's like I want, even though that I want a relationship, I ain't really seen nobody or met. You get what I'm saying? Somebody that I really, I don't know. I don't even know how to put it. Like I said, whatever.
It'll happen.
However, tables turn. I'm rolling with the wave. I'm rolling with it. You got anything else to chime in about this situation, sis? Anything else? I guess that's it. Y'all be safe out here. RIP George Floyd.
Yes.
You know, there's so much going on in the world right now. Like, one thing after another. We definitely got to stay prayed up, stick together. Black Lives Matter. Just support each other. Black-owned businesses, Black-owned podcasts. We really got to stick together during this time in life right now.
Uplift one another.
Yeah. Not tear each other down, but build each other up. Build our communities back up.
And this virus still out here too, y'all. It's still out here. It's kind of lost in the mix of things. But
yeah, the numbers are still increasing. Yeah, just be safe all the way around. Take care of yourself. Be healthy. Or do some jumping jacks. Charity, you want to do some jumping jacks when we done? Why?
No.
Why?
Kita, y'all, she didn't even want to give me 2 waffles.
Why would you want 2 waffles? Were you still even hungry after your first waffle?
Yes, but I
didn't. You alive?
I'm hungry now. Why do you think I went to the cheesecake out? Because I was still hungry.
How you ask for 2 waffles before you even ate one, though? I don't understand.
Nobody eats just 1 waffle.
A whole waffle? Yes, people do just eat 1 waffle.
Who just, y'all?
Everybody. When you go to a restaurant, do people get 2 whole waffles or do they bring out one?
One, but.
Exactly.
I mean, you can order another one.
She asked, no, you sit and wait. You eat what you got on that plate first. I'm gonna act like your mama, Diana.
Yeah, and I ate all my food, y'all. I ate all of it.
That's more chicken, girl. Better go eat that chicken and sausage. And she wanted 2 meats.
I mean, no. I'm joking.
We can still do some jumping jacks because we need to be healthy. You didn't go walking. You didn't go walking with me yesterday.
You didn't even wake me up.
Because I knew you weren't going to go walk.
I was going to wake up.
You were going to wake up, but you weren't going to get out there and go walking.
But if you would have prepared me, like, let's go walking in the morning, I would have prepared myself before I went to sleep.
I just wake up and I'd be like, you know what? I feel like going walking right now.
She was gone for a long time. I'm like calling her name. I'm like, yo, where Keita? I lived in the room. Her phone was on the bed. I'm like, oh, I got to call 911 because she ain't answering me.
You're crazy. So we about to have us another glass of mimosa, and we're going to do jumping jacks.
Yeah, no, she going to do jumping
jacks. I record and I'll let y'all see because we
I'll watch those thighs jiggle.
They be clapping too. I don't think you heard it when I sat down while I was going to say, these thighs save lives. Y'all remember that, okay? All right, y'all. It's the Girls Like a Room podcast. We out.
All right. So many times that I tried to get over you, don't lie. The moment I met you, I knew I would let you down. So many times you and I made love in my mind. Don't wanna regret you, can't seem to forget you now. I don't mean to go on and confuse you. I know I'm confusing now. I don't mean to go on and seduce you. I can't help but seduce you now. Guess we got a situationship. I guess we got a situationship. Guess we got a situationship. I didn't mean to, but we got a situationship. Yes, we got a situation. Shit.